Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Sean. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Now, this is a good one. This is an email from Diane in Spring Gully, is it?
Yes, Spring Gully.
And she's got a couple of lab crosses, brother and sister, is that right?
That's exactly right.
What's the problem with them, Joe?
Well, it's an interesting one that a lot of people will have. These two dogs are beautiful and affectionate, but they are basically on top of mum and dad the whole time. They, if they're not resting on them, when they go to move into the kitchen, the dogs are on their legs. So we've got some Velcro dogs we need to deal with.
So these dogs like a lot of attention.
A lot of touch and a lot of attention.
So what do you do to fix the problem, Joe?
I would take. Firstly, I mean, it's great that they have affectionate dogs that enjoy touch, and that's obviously important to the dogs. So firstly, what I want to do is give them that touch in a way that's going to be helpful to my master plan. So what I would do is there's plenty of stuff on the internet about how to give your dog a massage, and I would teach my dog to come down onto a mat and I would massage my dog and their muscles. So give them all that they wanted plus 1,000% more in this one confined time. So I would learn how to do canine massage. And again, there's plenty of stuff on the internet, lots of books you can buy, and that real intense stuff. It's a bit like if your kids are wanting, you know, are hungry and want something, there's a roast meal and there's a Vegemite sandwich. So the massage will help take away that psychological need for constant repetitious touch. Now, also, we're going to need to graft in some independence training. So we want our dogs to learn boundary and a distance from us. So when our dog is off doing anything that is, say, a metre away from us, we want to praise the dog and go and give them a pat where they are. So what we're teaching them is when you are away from us, you can still get that thing that you love, but we want to create this metre distance. The other thing, and I'm sure Diane and her husband will realise, when the independence starts to happen, they'll probably miss a little bit of that random cuddle time. So I would also suggest that we do have some times on the couch or wherever is natural for them where we do have cuddle times, but we put a command to it. So if I yell to my dogs cuddles and it's a command they know, then they know, come on in, get a big cuddle, get a big smooch, and then when we're finished, I might say finish, and that's the end of it, which means we draw them close, and when we give them cuddles, we say the word good cuddles, good cuddles, and after about 40 repetitions, they'll know that word means we're getting cuddles. So that would be my three-pronged approach.
Sounds like you've nailed it again, Joe.
Thank you so much.
If you're having a problem with your dog, Joe would love to hear from you. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.